our planet, join the Ask the Plant 103 School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, school solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at ASTA.Africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. ASTA.
Zambia records 8% increase in copper production in 2025. Petroleum export warns against policy inconsistency in fuel pricing. In global news, two Norwegians charged over bribes to Congo-Brazzaville president. Good evening. Welcome to the Phoenix FM main news. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. Mines and Minerals Development Minister Kabuswe Mines and Minerals Development Minister Paul Kabuswe has announced that Zambia's mining sector recorded strong growth in 2025, with copper production rising by 8% to 890,345.79 metric tons, up from 825,513 metric tons in 2024. Speaking during a press briefing on the sector's 2025 performance, Mr. Kabuswe said the sector recorded an increase in gold from 3,142 kilograms in 2024 to 3,483 kilograms in 2025. Cobalt increased from 49 metric tons in 2024 to 353 metric tons at 616% in 2025. In nickel in 2024, saw a rise from 22,384 metric tons to 24,099 metric tons in 2025. Mr. Kabuswe explained that silicon manganese reduced from 119,913 metric tons to 53,265 metric tons, with zinc, gemstone and other commodities not rising above 30%, adding that despite the sector not achieving the 1 million copper production in 2025, an 80% increase in production was recorded. He says the ministry will ensure its mandate is implemented, attributing the challenges to pollution at Sino Metals mine and a 40,000 metric tons supply reduction at FQM Trident. Mr. Kabuswe says government is expecting that with CNMC Luansha mine shaft, 28 underground water pumped out, and four mines, namely Macro Link, Sino Kitumba, Kalengwa and Kashime, set to be operationalized, an estimated production of 22,000 tons is expected.
For copper, in 2024, we did 825,513 metric tons. 2025, we have done 890,345.79, which is indicating an 80% increase. For gold, in 2024, we did 3,141.8 kilograms. 2025, we did 3,483.22, which is a 12% increase. We hope that we can see more growth in gold with the formalization process that is taking place.
Petroleum expert Dr. Kafula Muvanga has urged government to demonstrate consistency in the implementation of energy policies, cautioning that the recently announced move to complete a quarterly fuel pump price review framework should not end up as mere rhetoric. Dr. Muvanga said predictable fuel pricing is critical for economic stability and public confidence, especially in a country heavily dependent on petroleum products. His comment follows an announcement by Energy Minister Makozo Chikwete that government is in the final stages of completing a quarterly fuel pump price review mechanism, with the minister expressing optimism that the new framework would be functional by the end of the first quarter. Dr. Muwanga has expressed doubts over the seriousness of the move, noting that similar pronouncements are common during election years and often fail to materialize, and has questioned whether the announcement reflects a genuine policy shift or a political gimmick meant to appeal to the public ahead of the polls.
We had before the Honourable Minister, Prime Minister, we had a directive by the Head of State to reinstate or review the monthly pricing model to a possible quarterly review model. It came from a background that when we analyzed the efficiency of that model, the monthly review model, it was very clear that it was not achieving its goals. So there was a presidential directive that was not followed up. There has not been an apology made. It's been 2 years down the line and no action was taken.
The Mpika Immigration Office has detained 109 suspected illegal immigrants following a targeted operation conducted in Shiwangandu's district, Danger Hill Mining Area. Department of Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namatin Shinka has disclosed that suspects were among 112 people apprehended during a joint early morning operation yesterday involving the Department of Immigration, the Zambia Police Service, and the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC. Mr. Shinka said that of the 112 persons apprehended, 104 are Tanzanian nationals, 4 are individuals claiming Zambian citizenship, and 1 is a Malawian national. He added that the remaining 3 suspects are Zambian nationals who were detained by the DEC for being in possession of psychotropic substances. Mr. Namati says preliminary investigations indicate that some of the suspected illegal immigrants are involved in illegal gold mining or the buying of gold and lawfully mined in the area, while others are operating restaurants and trading in assorted merchandise within the mining zone. He explained that the majority of the foreign nationals were found to be undocumented, while a few were in possession of valid temporary travel documents that only permit them to remain in the country as visitors and do not allow engagement in business activities.
All suspects are currently detained at Mpika Correctional Facility, pending further screening and possible prosecution. Meanwhile, on the same day, in other parts of the country, the Department of Immigration apprehended 8 suspected illegal immigrants for various immigration-related offenses, secured 16 convictions, and removed 12 illegal immigrants from the country. The Department of Immigration reiterates its commitment to government's firm stance against illegal mining and related criminal activities, and will continue working with other law enforcement agencies to dismantle networks that undermine national security, economic integrity, and the rule of law.
In more news, Horled Live has called for intensified digital inclusion initiatives to ensure underserved communities that are not left behind in the drive for financial inclusion and micro-insurance growth. Speaking in Lusaka this morning at the relaunch of the Airtel Umoyo Funeral Cover, a scheme that enables customers to purchase funeral cover via the Airtel mobile network, Horled Life Chief Executive Officer Paul Nkoma says the model targets everyone, including previously underserved groups, and makes funeral insurance more accessible in times of need. Mr. Nkoma added that the partnership seeks to strengthen communities, reinforce Zambia's tradition of togetherness, and ease the financial burdens associated with funerals, and pledge to fulfill all the claims.
We're empowering a culture of confidence where every individual can look forward knowing their loved ones are safeguarded. Through this partnership with Airtel Money, we're using the platform to extend protection to those who continue to be excluded or underserved by traditional insurance models. With just a mobile phone, customers can access cover quickly, affordably, and with ease. By dialing *115# and selecting option 7, customers can activate cover in minutes and maintain protection through regular affordable payments via Airtel Money.
Meanwhile, Airtel Zambia Managing Director Andrew Chuma explained that leveraging the Airtel Money platform will allow customers to access insurance on their mobile phones easily, eliminating traditional barriers such as paperwork.
Pinoy Cover is not just an insurance product. It is a social safety solution. It's about fairness, it's about dignity, and it's about protecting families during the most vulnerable moments. The more of the